21 deer on the Buckhorn Flats farm have tested positive for CWD over the past 3 years. The Department of Agriculture killed all the deer on the farm 2 weeks ago, ending a 3-year legal battle with owner Stan Hall. But a breach in the fence before they were killed has officials worried as many as 40 bucks may have escaped. Alan Crossley of the Department of Natural Resources has asked landowners near the farm to allow sharpshooters to kill as many deer as possible in a 20-mile radius.
In the hope that if either some of those bucks are still running around out there, or deer were exposed inside the pen and then went back outside, that we would catch those.
Some landowners in the area worry the proposed eradication effort will reduce the deer population in the area and hurt hunting possibilities for next year's season. Crossley says an aggressive effort to contain the disease is necessary, but added that deer will be shot only on land where landowners have granted permission.
You know, there's nothing that we're going to be able to do to make the people who live in that area kill deer on their property. It absolutely is going to be an effort that the community believes in and thinks is the right thing to do.
Greg Kazmierski represents a hunters group that's criticized the state's management of CWD, but he backs this plan as long as it doesn't lead to the creation of a new disease management zone. He says the current zones have led to a drop in the number of hunters.
The reason people aren't hunting there is because it's no fun anymore. They took the fun out of it. So kill a few deer now and let's try and get a handle on the situation.
The discovery of another CWD-positive deer in Walworth County last week is an indication the disease may be spreading slowly in the southern part of the state. The DNR says it will continue to seek help from hunters to donate deer heads for testing in that area. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.